Turning now, though, to our regular sports commentator, New York Times columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Mr. Roden.
The great, once again, Tony Cox.
It's nice to have you back. We're going to talk about baseball and football, but first, really briefly, what do you remember about that incident in 68, and what impact do you think it had on sports over the years?
I'll never forget that. I was sitting around. I was a freshman at Morgan State University as a football player, and we were sitting around after practice watching that race. And it's like it happened yesterday. We were sitting around watching, and after the race, these two great sprinters, and we were all sort of watching the the ceremony. And man, when they went up there, the national anthem went off, and these guys put their heads down, the fists up. You could hear a pin drop in that room. Our mouths were opening. And what it did for me personally, Tony, it really defined and focused me in on the struggle and what, as an athlete, I could do. And also just on integrity and courage. I think those are things that have never left me. And Tommy and John, I've got to know them and know them well. They are what Jackie McLean called American heroes.
It was a very, very intense, time. I remember it very well myself. All right, let's move on to talk about some current day sports. Let's go to baseball first. American League and National League Championship Series. One is over. One's almost over, it would appear. People were looking for the Red Sox and the Dodgers. That ain't gonna happen, Bill.
Yeah, speaking of Smith and Carlos, we could segue into Manny Ramirez. Because, he's sort of made a, some people here in Boston will probably disagree. But the fact that he is not here in Boston and I think it really, really has colored this, the Red Sox chances. And sure, dramatically, we wanted to see the Dodgers and the Red Sox. That was sexy. The truth is that Manny, as great as he is, helped them get where they were, but he couldn't get them over the top because Philadelphia's just too good.
They're a better team, yep.
They're just a better team. And Boston, if anybody had any doubts about what he meant to them, he just basically pulled sort of a plug out of their hearts. And I'd be stunned if they would – if they survived the series. They won another game.
You think they – I don't think they'll win another game, do you? You're up there.
It's done. No, yeah, it's really over.
So are people going really to watch – before we move on to football, are people willing to watch on television the World Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Tampa Bay Rays?
It's going to be a tough sell, Tony. I mean, it's going to be very good baseball. But in terms of the sexiness of it, I think that it's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough.
All right, let's talk about some things happening over on the people who play on Sundays. Football in the NFL been kind of crazy this season. At the start of the season, Bill Roden, most experts were saying the elite teams were the Patriots, the Colts, the Chargers, the Cowboys, maybe even the Jaguars. Now we're a little more than a quarter of a way through the season, and man, things have really changed. New England 3-2, having lost their last game. The Colts trying to pick themselves up from a dismal start. A lot of average records out there. Tennessee 5-0. Even the G-men, your beloved New York Giants, got their butts kicked last weekend, although they are still at the top of their division.
Yeah, I think in a weird way, my beloved Giants, by the way, Tony, I do think that the door is wide open for the New York Jets to go to the Super Bowl and actually to face the New York Giants. I think right now those two teams, with the addition of Tennessee, are the best teams in football right now. Even though the Giants lost, I think that was a trap game and they fell into it. But I think that those two teams are really the two best teams. I think, like I said, Tennessee is good. Kerry Collins, I still think that the jury is out. And what better guy to have on the bench in case Kerry Collins gets hurt than a humbled and refocused Vince Young?
Well, I was going to ask you about quarterbacks because, the elite quarterbacks have been, over the last few years, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Roethlisberger. Are we seeing a changing of the guard with some of these new young quarterbacks coming in? I mean, I'm thinking about the kid in Atlanta, Matt Ryan, who played a terrific game last week.
Matt Ryan has been tremendous. A changing of the guard, I'm not sure. You know, you've got Ryan, obviously, and Philip Rivers. It's tough. Drew Brees. You're seeing a new wave of the same style. So in that extent, but still, I think that the best quarterback out there is Favre. He's come to New York, and although we've got a ways to go, he's working magic.
Yeah, but he can throw six touchdowns 1 week and six interceptions the next week, can't he?
He hasn't thrown the six yet.
Not yet.
He hasn't thrown the six interceptions
yet. We'll have to
wait and
see. Here's our last topic before we get out of here. We've got a little bit more than a minute to go. Adam Jones, in trouble again. I don't know what to say about him and how many opportunities the NFL is going to give this Dallas football player for getting back into the game when he keeps messing up over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's a real tough situation, Tony. And it's one of those things where he put himself in a very awkward position where now the Dallas Cowboys give him their security detail, and I'm still waiting to find out what happened. Something happened that you're out with your own a company hired security detail, and did you talk back to him? Did you say, listen, get out of my face? Something happened, but the bottom line is that he put himself in this position. He's going to have to pay the price for it, and it's unfortunate. Maybe this will open his eyes a little more.
Well, one of the things that's being said about him, because he's been in trouble so many times, is that what got him by before was his ability to play on Sunday and how well he played. This season, he hasn't played so well, so that makes it even harder for him when he gets in trouble again, doesn't it? I got about 10 seconds for you to say, for you to agree with me.
Yes. Yes, Tony, I agree with the great Tony Cox.
That's why we love having you on the show. Bill Roden, thank you very much. William C. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. He spoke to us from the studios of WGBH Boston, where he is covering the Red Sox-Rays series.
And that was the inimitable Tony Cox of NPR.